USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skip school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you. I'm so proud of you having come here. It's a lot more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The United States signed an agreement that paves the way for the U.S. to send many asylum seekers to one of the world's most violent countries, El Salvador. But both countries must first take necessary legal action and implement major border security and asylum procedures before it can go into effect. The deal is the latest step taken by the Trump administration to lean on other nations, many of those notoriously violent, to take in immigrants to stop the flow of migrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. U.S. immigration officials are also forcing more than 42,000 people to remain in Mexico as their cases play out and have changed policy to deny asylum to anyone who transited through a third country en route to the southern border of the U.S. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 14.72 to 29.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 159 points to 29.935. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 81.17. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. The Pentagon says the United States will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates to beef up security, as President Donald Trump, at least for now, has decided against any immediate military strike on Iran in response to the attack on the Saudi oil industry. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said this is just a first step. He's not ruling out additional moves down the road. He says it's in a response to requests from the Saudis to improve their air and missile defenses. Esper and General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, say the details of the deployments will be determined over the next few days. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.